This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Okay, you petro-guzzling, planet-heating wastrels tooling along out there at 15 miles a gallon, grit your teeth for a moment. Get ready for another NPR piece on how to be a better person. Actually, there's a gathering of better persons this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, and you are not invited. This is for hybrid owners. It's called Hybrid Fest. You won't be there, but the Fonz family will. Here's Chuck Kornbeck of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meet the Fonz family of Pewaukee. If there was a first family of hybrid car owners in Wisconsin, they'd be it. Bradley and Marie Fonz and their 19-year-old son Justin are all passionate about driving gas-electric hybrids. They want to help others who spend the extra money to buy one of these vehicles. So the family offers hints on squeezing more miles out of a gallon of gas. Go for a ride in Marie's 2004 Toyota Prius, and she'll soon be telling you about a driving method called the Pulse and Glide.
I'm gliding right now. I started off, and I got to a momentum where the car was running efficiently, and then I just took my foot off the gas, and we're in a glide right now, where the engine is at peak efficiency. It's not using any gasoline to run.
Husband Bradley drives a 2000 Honda Insight. It averages about 66 miles per gallon. But that's not good enough for him. Bradley says he always looks for ways to do even better. While I was riding with him in a residential area, he suddenly turned the engine off and eased down a hill.
Which in this vehicle is safe to do. In other vehicles, it's not recommended. Basically, I just turned the car off, and right now I'm coasting. And I'm getting 96 miles per gallon.
To finish out the hybrid tour with the Fonz family, I then hopped into Justin's 2004 Honda Insight. He's just as much of an advocate as his parents. Justin says he doesn't mind occasionally being teased by his peers about his passion for fuel efficiency. He says he thinks they'll catch up.
I think some of the younger people haven't quite grasped, you know, what they can do to solve the problem yet. But they're more open to it, and that's a big plus in trying to get more people informed.
Justin is a political science major in college and dreams of working in politics to create incentives for Americans to buy green. And he agrees with one of this weekend's Hybrid Fest speakers, Felix Kramer, who talks about plug-in models being the next big thing. Kramer heads the California Cars Initiative and says plug-ins recharge on electricity and don't use gasoline.
Electricity comes from domestic sources. We don't use imported oil to make electricity. So you get the energy security benefit. So this switch, it's not just about using less gasoline. It's about using cleaner, cheaper domestic electricity.
Back in his driveway in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, Bradley Fonz says he hopes to eventually own a plug-in hybrid. But he says the reality for many years is that most vehicles will have traditional gasoline engines. That means change is up to the driver.
Every time you turn the key in your car, you can save yourself money if you change your attitude and say, this is what I'm going to do.
So Fonz also likes to offer advice that a driver of any vehicle could use. Plan your route, properly inflate your tires, accelerate slowly, and numerous other tips that people ignored when gas was $1.50 a gallon. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach.